Welcome back to Tanglewood on a beautiful July afternoon. I'm Ron Delachiesa from WCRB Boston. After a short intermission, this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert will continue with Tchaikovsky's Second Symphony, a piece called Little Russian, led by BSO assistant conductor Ken David Mazur. You can hear BSO concerts on demand at our website, classicalwcrb.org/tanglewood. That's where you'll also find interviews with guest artists, conductors, and BSO musicians, as well as our complete broadcast schedule. And be sure to look for the link to the Tanglewood box office to help plan your own trip to the Berkshires. Concerts are scheduled throughout the week in July and August, both here in the Shed and at Seiji Ozawa Hall. There's something going on all week long, so come on out and enjoy it. All the information you need to plan your visit is at classicalwcrb.org/tanglewood. Well, among the most riveting concerts here each summer are those of the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra, with members drawn from competitive auditions around the world. TMC performances tap into the fearlessness and extraordinary abilities of these remarkable young musicians on the cusp of careers in the music world. And here's a performance that exemplifies those qualities. Recorded at Seiji Ozawa Hall this summer on July 17th, Vinay Parameshwaran leads the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra in Prokofiev's Symphony No. 1, the Classical Symphony.
Thank you.
That was from a concert by the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra earlier this summer. Prokofiev's Symphony No. 1, the Classical Symphony. TMC fellow Vinay Paramaswaran was the conductor, and he is the newly named assistant conductor of the Cleveland Orchestra following three seasons as the associate conductor of the Nashville Symphony Orchestra. We all join in wishing him well. Tanglewood Music Center concerts continue for the next several weeks, including the annual five-day Festival of Contemporary Music that begins August 10th. And stay with us. Tchaikovsky's Second Symphony, The Little Russian, is coming up in this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert, a WCRB broadcast coming to you from the Kuzovitsky Music Shed here at Tanglewood. From WCRB, welcome back to Tanglewood. I'm Ron Delachiesa in the broadcast booth. And this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert will continue in just a few minutes with the Symphony No. 2 by Tchaikovsky, known as the Little Russian Symphony. Well, that name, Little Russian, is like so many nicknames given to musical works over the centuries, not one the composer himself came up with. Rather, it was a music critic who suggested the name fully 3 years after the composer had died. The suggestion was based on the musical content of the symphony, which draws on folk music from Ukraine, referred to at that time in Russia as Little Russia. It's a trivial fact that makes the nickname for the symphony increasingly problematic, especially in today's fraught geopolitical climate, with Russia and Ukraine often at odds with each other. And as Harlow Robinson puts it in the program notes for this concert, you'd be likely to get a black eye if you used the term Little Russia on the street of Kiev today. Well, setting aside all of that, Tchaikovsky actually loved Ukraine, spending several summers there at the estate of his brother-in-law. It was during one of those summers in 1872 that the composer began work on the symphony we're about to hear. And he continued working on it the following winter back in Moscow, eventually playing a piano version for a small gathering at the home of Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. Well, the reaction of the few people in attendance was overwhelmingly popular. The Russian and Ukraine folk songs Tchaikovsky draws from in the symphony were completely in line with Rimsky-Korsakov's nationalistic philosophy of music. And indeed, folk songs from that part of the world are woven throughout the symphony. The first movement is introduced with a song called Down Along the Volga River, the theme of which returns to the development section. The second movement also incorporates a folk song, in this case entitled Spin, O My Spinner, which Tchaikovsky sets against a wedding march from an opera he'd written earlier. In the third movement, there's no folk song material, but even here, Tchaikovsky channels a sort of populist voice. The finale is a tour de force with 24 variations on a Ukrainian song called The Crane. And we're about to hear it coming on stage. Conductor Ken David Mazur to conclude this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert with Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 2, The Little Russian, from WCRB.
Thank you. Thank you.
With themes drawn from the Ukrainian folk songs, that was Tchaikovsky's Second Symphony, known as the Little Russian, performed in concert here at Tanglewood by the Boston Symphony Orchestra and conductor Ken David Mazur. In November of 1872, Tchaikovsky wrote to his brother Modest that he thought that this symphony, my best work with respect to perfection of form, a quality in which I have not shown before now. And we just heard it performed by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Associate conductor Ken David Mazur conducting, mentioning now to some of the members to take bows. All of the horns are up. Now all the brass follow them. And timpanist Timothy Jenis with the percussion section. Now he wants all the members of the Boston Symphony Orchestra to share in the applause. Ken David Mazur was the recipient of the Seiji Ozawa Conducting Fellowship at Tanglewood when he returned by invitation as a conducting fellow in 2012. And it was Seiji Ozawa who conducted the first Tanglewood performance of this work, August 1st, 1992. Ken David Mazur, who received his BA from Columbia University and further musical training at the Leipzig Conservatory, the Detmold Academy, the Manhattan School of Music, and the Hans Eisler Conservatory in Berlin, where he was a five-year master student of bass baritone Thomas Quasthoff and studied conducting primarily with his father, the famous conductor Kurt Mazur, who was also a favorite conductor here at Tanglewood, a guest conductor, and also in Symphony Hall. He's shaking hands now with concertmaster Malcolm Lowe and other members of the orchestra around the podium. He received a Grammy nomination from the Latin Recording Academy in the category Best Classical Album of the Year for his work as a producer of the album Cella in Buenos Aires. And this coming October, Ken David Mazur will conduct the BSO in a subscription program, pairing Beethoven's incidental music to Egmont with a concert staging of Grieg's incidental music to Peer Gynt. Still on stage, enjoying the applause from this beautiful afternoon from Tanglewood in July, heading to the stage door, the associate conductor of the Boston Symphony, Ken David Mazur. Now, remember, you can hear Tanglewood concerts on demand at our website, classicalwcrb.org, Tanglewood, where you'll also find our complete broadcast schedule. Again, all at classicalwcrb.org/Tanglewood. This broadcast from Tanglewood is supported in part by the Gregory E. Bulger Foundation, dedicated to supporting the performing arts in Greater Boston. WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston, and the Boston Symphony wish to acknowledge the many other generous donors who make these Tanglewood concerts possible. We're also indebted to the musicians of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and to the Boston Musicians Association for their support of these broadcasts. We urge you to attend concerts here at Tanglewood and throughout the community. This broadcast of the Boston Symphony is produced on air and online by Brian McCreath. Our audio producer is Tim Martin, and the recording engineer is Nick Squire, with assistance from Joel Watts. The recording engineers for the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra are Carl Talbot and Nick Dulworth. Our thanks to Bernadette Horgan and Taryn Lost of the lot of the Boston Symphony Press Office, Mark Mandel and Robert Kurzinger of the BSO Publications Department, Bruce Creditor and Lynn Larson of the BSO Personnel Office, and the entire BSO and Tanglewood staff for all their help with these broadcasts. I'm Ron Della Chiesa at the Kuzovitsky Music Shed at Tanglewood.